Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Prison, not a pleasant place to be under the best of circumstances. But for the last few months, the state's prisons have been particularly miserable. Coronavirus cases spreading like wildfire among the inmates. COVID infections by the thousands have forced state corrections officials to take some extreme measures. Little under 18,000 inmates about to be released back into society.
And many of these inmates are not just petty thieves or white-collar criminals. We're talking about some hardened criminals with violent rap sheets who will be released because they have deemed to be at high risk for contracting COVID-19. Melinda Aiello is the Assistant Chief Deputy Attorney for Yolo County, California. I know in the past when they've released people from jails and even prisons in this state, they've always done so by saying and pointing out that, well, we're releasing people who are nonviolent offenders, and many of them are near the end of their terms. But this sounds something very different by an order of magnitude much greater than anything we've seen before. Am I right about that?
You are absolutely correct. It certainly appears that there are no categories of inmates that are certainly off the table in terms of early releases.
So is there a way around this, or is this just a situation where we don't have great answers? I guess it would be different if things were different over the last, 10 years, 20 years, if we weren't like in a receivership and we had a manageable prison system, but we don't.
Well, we have to go back to the fact that CDCR has already released an extremely large number of inmates. They have released inmates who are within 60 days, 180 days, and now up to 365 days early. The inmate population at CDCR is at its lowest level since 1990, and yet the population of the state of California is 10 million people higher. So it seems to me enough is enough, and the prison needs to stop trying to fix their COVID problem at the expense of victims' constitutional rights.
So where does somebody, and I presume, again, among the prisoners being released, some of them have been convicted of murder, am I right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
So where do they put them?
They put them back into wherever they're released to, and part of that includes whatever their parole plans are, but if their parole plans include back to their committing county, then that's where they go, or they may be released to another jurisdiction if that's where their housing plans follow through.
Is this to family members, or is it in some cases like, hey, you got to quarantine if you might have been exposed, go to this hotel and wait 2 weeks, but then who's going to keep me there if I want to leave the hotel?
Right. It may be to a family member, it may be to transitional housing, but you have to understand that the sheer number of inmates being released right now is going to overwhelm the local authorities, probation departments, parole agents, and their ability to properly monitor inmates. And in the Yolo County releases, Terebia Williams, the murderer, and Santiago Cruz, who was a three striker and convicted of new serious and violent offenses, we're having to fight with CDCR or parole to put these people on a GPS monitor. So not only are they being released early, they're not even going to be placed on a GPS monitor.
You know, I get the wanting to help people, not including prisoners, getting COVID, but considering the caliber of some of these folks being released, it does sound, I think some would argue, to be a colossally dumb idea. Are you getting feedback from families of victims and maybe people who were witnesses at trials who might have a real well-founded concern that mm-hmm. some of these prisoners now are going to be walking amongst them again?
Yes, I think one of the most outrageous aspects of these early releases is how very little notice that victims are getting. So we are having to tell victims that your perpetrator, in the case of Trebia Williams, a murderer, in the case of Santiago Cruz, threats and arson and attempted arson, that this perpetrator that we told you would be in prison until he or she died is now being released. Victims are absolutely terrified. They are not able to mentally or emotionally process this. And now we are receiving calls from people wanting to know if their perpetrator is going to be released. And we don't know. We are not being told. So yes, current victims are afraid. Victims who haven't been told about a release are afraid, and they rightfully have questions, and unfortunately, we are not getting answers.
What's the prison system to do if they, from their perspective, can't handle the outbreaks? If population is down, but you still have a virus spreading on through and you can't space everybody out, is there a better way for them to handle things? And we know about the problems that led to some of this, mm-hmm. transferring people around mm-hmm. when they were infected and,
right.
and you put them in the population.
Right. So, you know, when this started, CDCR stopped inmate transfers. I mean, that's the smart thing to do, right? So stop transferring inmates, keep them locked down, have them quarantined, and stop having the ability of it being transmitted within the prison. It seems rather simple.
Melinda Aiello, Assistant Chief Deputy DA, Yolo County, California.